Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist On Air, audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grosshans from the website www.stuffedfabulous.com. These copyrighted commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. Today's economic climate of job insecurity at all levels and crass insistence that the bottom line is the measure of all values can have a downside seldom mentioned in corporate reports. The following tale suggests that what's lost may not always be calculable in mere dollars and cents. The Unicorn. Once a unicorn lost its horn trying to make a career change. There wasn't much future, it discovered, in being merely a unicorn. "You need to upgrade your skill set," was the advice of a career consultant it had contacted. "The first thing for us to do is quantify and qualify your experience so far and see where we stand. Now, tell me about yourself. Just keep talking while I take a few notes." "Well, I am a unicorn." "Yes, yes." "That's about all there is to say, I guess."
"No, no, no. You can't walk into an interview with that mindset. You'll be toast. Now, let's prioritize and visualize to optimize and actualize. Try to describe yourself in one sentence."
"I am a mythical creature." "Is that better?" The consultant leaned back, stared at the ceiling, snapped a brightly striped suspender, and then looked again at the unicorn.
"Let's think outside the box here and be sure we're on the same page. E is big in today's internet world. Is there anything about you that could take an E in front of it?"
"Ethereal."
"That's not exactly what I had in mind."
"Elusive?"
"Worse, worse. Let's try a different tack. Now work with me on this. What would you say is your greatest strength?"
"I am unique."
"That's at the top of everybody's resume these days, believe me."
"I represent a peerless and pure ideal."
"We need to be thinking pragmatic and profit-oriented here, not some fuzzy ideal. Now, let's get back to quantifying and qualifying your experience to date. What more can you tell me?"
"Knights and damsels pledge themselves in my name."
"Knights and damsels, eh?"
"This is getting us nowhere. Look,
I'll network with some other consultants I know, and you write out a list of your strengths, weaknesses, objectives, and whatever else you can think of, and that'll give us a platform to work up a package that attractivizes you as a product."
The unicorn said nothing for a while and then asked, "I have a question that's a little awkward. Do you mind?"
"Fire away."
"How much will all of this cost me?"
"Should that be our primary concern right now? It's your future we're putting on the front burner here, let's not forget."
"I'm afraid I've never had a head for money, so I..." The unicorn's voice trailed off in embarrassment. The consultant stared at it in silence, then looked up at the ceiling again and asked,
"How about that horn?" What's that worth?
More fables and parables like the one you've just heard are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the Orders page on the website.